Someone Cares for You.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Someone Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast Someone today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you, if you're able, to get your Bible, get you a notepad and a pen. Call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. I want to take you into a message entitled Fulfilling the Scriptures. And for a subtopic, I used How Then Shall the Scriptures Be Fulfilled? Glory to God. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. Jesus invited all disciples to follow him, and if we follow him, we will be soul winners and soul conscious. Praise God. St. John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. So that tells us, as disciples of Jesus Christ, we need to walk like he walked and fulfill the scriptures as he fulfilled them. Let's go now into the broadcast. God bless you.
Amen. Okay, get your Bible if you can and go to Matthew chapter 26 and verse 51. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 51. Hallelujah. And I want to let y'all know we've received into this body and this family Sister Laverne, and I think she's at work today. And Brother Derek, that's Sister Tremaine's brother. And we'll openly confirm it when they are here. And Pastor Jackson is a part of this family. Give Pastor Jackson a hand. Come on, stand up, Pastor Jackson. Hallelujah. I love this man of God. And no matter what God do with him, where God take him, he'll always be a part of this family. And we thank God for you, brother. Amen. And I'm telling y'all got to hear that brother's testimony one day, how he came through Katrina. And like I said, for him to still have his sanity is a miracle. And he was telling me his story. And now Pastor Jackson, he was picked up on some little silly thing that he shouldn't even been in jail for. But he was in that prison. And the water started coming up. And here all these other people in there talking about their Christians doing things out of character. He said, well, let's sing praises unto the Lord. It reminded me of Paul and Silas. And they sang praises unto the Lord. And you said the water came up to here? Huh? Yeah. Some kind of way. And I believe God heard their praises. Some kind of way they got their cell unlocked and he made it out. Isn't that a blessing? But I'll let him tell his own testimony one day. Praise God. And I thank God for all these men of God here. Minister Webb is just so easy to work with. And Brother AJ, my brother, my friend, everything. Amen. I thank God for all of you. Glory to God. And y'all do me a favor. Pray that the rest of my family be like this family here. My blood family, please, because I got some. I'll leave that alone. Praise God. Sister Belia, you pray for my family, please. The rest of them. Okay, Matthew chapter 26. We'll begin reading at verse 51. I was reading this the other day, and it blessed me so much, and I hope I can share with you what I saw in this, something about the Master, because I like looking at Jesus. I've been reading the Gospels lately because it's been in my heart to just go look at Jesus, just watch him. I encourage you to go read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and just watch Jesus. Just watch how he did things. And so I'm watching how he did things, and this blessed me the other day. In Matthew chapter 26, begin reading at verse 51. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest, smote off his ear. Of course, we know that was Peter. Peter took his sword out and cut the man's ear off. And then verse 52 says, Then said Jesus, look at the Master. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again your sword into its place. For all they that take the sword shall perish by the sword. If you try to defend yourself, how will God defend you? The Master said, I'm going to trust the Father. And this was one of the most heated situations in his ministry. and in his life in Gethsemane. And he told Peter, put up your sword. I'm going to trust God. Do you know there are some times in our lives we just need to put up our sword? People say crazy things to you, crazy things about you. They don't understand you. And, you know, human emotions make us want to lash out. But do you know there come a time in your life, if you say you love God, that you just need to put your sword up? The biggest sword we have is our mouth. And sometimes we just need to be quiet. See, because God, all-powerful, sitting in heaven, ready to deal with any offender that touch you, but we too quick to pull our sword out. The master, just look at him. Look at how he did things. I want to follow him. He said, put up your sword. And then he said in verse 53, thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legion of angels? He's teaching them, man. Now keep in mind that he's in the most testing time of his life in Gethsemane. And all of a sudden, and the disciples been asleep. He been praying, and he tell y'all, watch with me and pray with me. And they went to sleep. See, if they wouldn't have went to sleep and they would have been praying, Peter wouldn't cut the man's ear off. If we really pray and trust God, we won't be getting in all these conflicts in our lives. And he said, no, put your sword up, Peter. He said, don't you know I can call for all these angels right now and wipe everybody out? Isn't it amazing that you have it in your power to stop certain people? You have it in your power to tell them off, but you choose not to? Now, that's a real man or woman of God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legion of angels? The angels said, ready. And Jesus said, nope. Won't even let them defend him. And verse 54 said, verse 54. But how then, watch this, shall the scriptures be fulfilled? If I call all these angels, if I tell my Father, because all I got to do is tell my Father, come handle this. But if I do that, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled? See, now here's what Jesus was thinking. He saw Miss Eula. Okay. He could have came and made him stop everything, but he saw Miss Eula. Because she need a savior. He saw AJ. No. He saw Judy. He saw me. And he said, no, don't try to defend me. I got to go die. And if I don't, how will the scriptures be fulfilled? Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Oh, glory to God. I was just meditating on this. I'm just talking out of my heart. Let me get it out. Amen. He said, but how then shall the scriptures, plural, all of them, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled? That thus it must be. In other words, the scripture got to be fulfilled. If the scriptures wouldn't have been fulfilled in Jesus' life that day, I wouldn't have been in that chair. And y'all telling me how my life is blessed. I wouldn't have been there if he'd have just said, no, I ain't going to the cross. Glory to God. He said, but how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? That thus it must be. It must be that the scriptures be fulfilled. I want to talk to you from this thought. Fulfilling the scriptures. Fulfilling the scriptures. And for a subtopic, I want to use, but how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? Hallelujah. I want to look at our master, how he did things, but I want to bring this into our everyday life. Okay, if I sit and curse you out, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled to let my light shine? If I sit and try to persecute you, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled when he said, bless them that persecute you? Father, we thank you for the word this morning, and I pray, Lord God, that you help us see in the scriptures, Lord, how you honored God and his word and how you fulfilled it. But Lord, let us be able to translate this into our own life in 2016. And Father, let us walk and have the same mentality. How then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? We give you praise in Jesus' name. So as going through this message this morning, I want you to see yourself. I want you to look at the master, but I want you to see yourself. When you in heated situations in your life, when you in moments of temptations, and when you in situations in your life, we need the mindset that if I don't do the word of God, how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? Do you know God sits in heaven, and when he looked down on earth and see the creation that he made, honoring him and blessing him and wanting him to be glorified, do you know how big of a smile that put on his face? I want to make God smile every single day. In fact, I've come to a place in my life where only thing that matters is if God is happy. It don't matter if I'm made unhappy in a situation. It don't matter if something go wrong with me. Did I be right with my father? Did I please my father in this? If I yield to the old Curtis Lewis, if I yield to the world and its precious, how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled in my life? Hallelujah. And that's the mindset we have to have. And when we do, I see the Father in heaven said, look at them, look at them. They love me. And he ready, and he at your disposal. Peggy, just tell me, I'll get them. I'll shut their mouth. But Peggy said, no, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled? How shall I show your love if you wipe them out? That's what the master did. That's what he was saying. He said, no, no, I know they finna come spit on me. I know they finna pull my beard out. But no, don't fight. How shall the scriptures be fulfilled? Hallelujah. Now, he did this for us. It ought to be an honor now to do this for him. Glory to God. I tell y'all, I wake up every day looking for any and every situation. Amen. I'm serious. I'm serious. I've considered myself dead to everything. And all I, you know what? That scripture has come so real to me in James. It says, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. It says the wrath of man don't work the righteousness of God. You know, some people have quick tempers. They go off real fast. I used to have one. But I learned how I pray. I pray, Lord, I pray that in every heated situation, I glorify you. I pray. I pray for days in advance. That's my daily prayer. Father, just in every situation, I want to glorify you. I want to honor you. And he started teaching me that no matter what happened, before you open your mouth, be swift to hear. See? Because sometimes if we listen, maybe we didn't hear what we thought that person said. A lot of time it's just simple confusion. And then if we slow to speak, even if they did intend to hurt your feelings, even if they did mean to say what they said, be swift to hear. I heard what you said, but now let me hear what you want me to do, Father. Swift to hear. See, this is how you handle your day-by-day situations. Be swift to hear. No matter what people do on a day-by-day basis, no matter what they say, be swift to hear. I want to hear what you said. I want to get it understood. But now I want to hear what the Father say. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Now notice he said slow to wrath. He could have said no wrath. There's a time when he'll let you deal with things. Amen. I told y'all this testimony on a job. I got nothing but respect for every job I've ever went on, because I practice these values right here that I'm teaching. And on this one job, there was this guy. I was the first driver there, and he came. And two or three years after I got there, and I wasn't interested in being no manager. I done did that stuff before, wasn't interested, you know. But he came, and he got the position, became my manager. But I submitted myself. And, boy, he had this thing with him against me. And I would never say nothing. I'd always be a Christian. Lord, what you want me to do? Lord, what you want me to do? He walked on me. And one day the Lord said, let him have it. Now, I didn't say no ugly words. Because do y'all think sometimes God won't let you put some people in check? But when he allow you to do it, it produces righteousness. And boy, something happened that day, and the anointing hit me. And man, I checked that guy in the shop, and everybody, they ain't know this was Lewis. And I wasn't talking loud, but the anointing was on what I said. The guy turned pale, and he became my best friend. So don't be so quick to tell people off. God will let you tell them when he's ready. God will let you put some people in check when he's ready. But if we think we got to put them in check, you're going to displease God. The wrath of man don't work the righteousness of God. That man has become a friend to me. That man, he respect me, never seen a Christian like me. But what happened is I moved inside of the spirit, and the wrath of God worked the righteousness of God. But my wrath would have messed things up. That makes sense? So we need to be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, knowing that our wrath and the way we handle things never work the righteousness of God. So this is what Jesus was doing. Jesus, I'm more concerned about the Father being glorified. If I defend myself or let you defend me, how will the scriptures be fulfilled? And so as sons and daughters of God, we got to take that same mindset. If we don't take that same mindset, we'll never live this Christian life. This is a choice that you got to make every day of your life if you want to please the Father. Hallelujah. Now look at Isaiah. Go to Isaiah in chapter 8. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah, I don't think I gave you these, Nisha. Isaiah chapter 8, and look at verse 16 and verse 18. Glory to God. And you need to read this in some other translations because it'll make perfect sense. But it says, bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. In other words, that's what Jesus was doing. He chose 12 disciples. Ultimately, everyone else he would call became his disciples. And what he did is he took the testimony, he took the law, he took the word of God, and he bind you to God's word. He put the scriptures in you. Come on, he brought you and yoked you to the scriptures. The scriptures make the world go round. The scriptures is no more than God's word, whatever God has said. And when you love God, you love his precepts, his words in the earth. And so Jesus took the words of God and put them in the disciples. Glory to God. He put them in the disciples. And it says again, bind up the testimony, seal the law among thy disciples. God has taken his holy word and sealed it in my life. And he has given me such a passion that all I want is the scriptures to be fulfilled. It does not matter whether my dream come true, because the truth of the matter is if I bring the Father's dream to reality, inside of the Father's dream is my dream. Hallelujah. All that matters is the scriptures be fulfilled. So look at verse 18. Now watch this. Behold, I and the children of the Lord. Somebody say, I and the children of the Lord. Whom the Lord has given me are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Now, you studied this, but I'm going to tell you what he's saying. See, everybody look at Jesus, and Jesus was our example, and we're supposed to look at him. But now, if we're just looking at him, but not patterning ourselves after him, we're looking with the wrong intent. Because everything he did, all the other disciples supposed to pattern after him. Glory to God. And the scripture said, I and the children of the Lord are given for signs and wonders. Jesus was the sign to his generation. Who was that talking about the sign this morning? That was you, Sister Delisa. And what you didn't know is the Lord had told me. He said, you are a sign to this generation. But let me tell y'all something, Someone Cares Ministry. You too are a sign to this generation. The Bible said, I and the children of the Lord offer signs and wonders. Jesus came as a sign and a wonder to the whole world. But this Bible said not only Jesus, but his children. All of us. When you step on your job, you are a sign that God is still alive. When you step in your home, you're a sign that God is still alive. Brother Andrew and my family and our family, Judy, we are signs that God is still alive. They can act crazy if they want to. They can reject us, but we are signs to them that they better get it right. I and the children of the Lord are for signs and wonders. And it make me realize that if my master was a sign, I'm a sign too because of him. So if he said and he had a passion, how can the scriptures be fulfilled? That's got to be my passion too. If I act out courteous on a day-by-day basis, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled? And all of us got to have that passion. Glory to God. Okay, look at Colossians. I'm traveling somewhere and I'm going to be there soon. Colossians. Hallelujah. Brother Webb know I be traveling. Colossians 1, watch this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Colossians 1 and verse 24. Thank you, Father. It says, who now rejoice in my suffering. Paul said, I suffer. They put me in jail for no reason. They lie on me. They do all these things. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. All the sons and that I raised up, some of them went against me. He said, who now rejoice in my suffering. Paul said, I rejoice. You know what? Paul got a revelation that not only Jesus was a sign, Paul got the revelation, I'm a sign too. So just like my master went through the suffering, I might as well fix it in my heart. Let me rejoice when you don't treat me right. If you can't rejoice when things don't go right, you don't have Christianity right. Glory to God. Paul said, who now rejoice in my suffering for you. Hallelujah. And to fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ. You know what he said? Christ was only here half years. Okay. If he'd have stayed here 10 and a half years, if he'd have stayed here 30 and a half years, hallelujah, more than what he stayed, he would still have to go through it because the devil God is in people and hate Christ. But he only stayed here 3.5 years, or his ministry lasted 3.5 years after he was anointed by the Holy Ghost. And then all the suffering that he, Jesus, would have taken is now left for somebody else. That's us. And Paul said, I'll take up where you left off, Lord. Now, if you're not willing to say, I'll take up where you left off, Lord, then you, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled? If you want to protect yourself, no, don't cut off my ear. No, don't stop me. No, don't hurt my feelings. Hurt my feelings if it's going to glorify God. I hope this is making sense to somebody who now rejoice in my suffering for you to fill up that which is behind of the affliction of Christ in my flesh. For his body's sake. I'll take on whatever I need to take on for Christ. He suffered for me. He said, which is the church. Verse 25. Whereof I am made a minister. This is what I'm trying to get ministers to see, guys. This is what I love preachers. I never knew my assignment would be to challenge the pulpit so much. You know. And sometimes I feel odd doing it, but I don't care. Let me feel. I don't mind being an oddball. I've been an oddball all my life. So if I'm going to be an oddball for Christ, so be it. But here's my purpose. Here's my purpose. To get ministers to understand this right here. That they may minister to their people and get them to understand it. Paul said, whereof I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given unto me for you. Ministers are given for you, for the people. I can't do nothing but be like Christ for you. Hallelujah. And I believe that everybody meant what they said today. And I'm happy to be an example for him. Because if I don't, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled? Hallelujah. How shall you have another earthly example? I and the children of the Lord offer signs and wonders. Not only if Jesus, whatever Jesus himself would do if he was standing here pastoring y'all, is what I'm bound to do. Glory to God. And until you see that, we don't understand what being Christian's all about. Whatever Jesus would do in your situation tomorrow, until you come to the place that I'm going to do what he would do, and if not, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled? How shall God clap and smile again if I don't fulfill the scriptures tomorrow? If I don't fulfill them Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if I don't fulfill them in my life, how will God smile upon you? Glory to God. Said, I'm made a minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you. Watch this. Thank you. For you. I'm given, ministers are given for you. Some of these preachers think you've been given for them. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Amen. Sister Deborah was testifying. Some of y'all, Sister Sandra was testifying. Y'all, some of these preachers got it wrong. They think you've been given for them. That ain't what the Bible say. Bible said we've been given for you. Now here's why. Here's why. For you to fulfill the word of God. So now if the preacher don't be the example. If I don't fulfill the scripture, if I'm given for you and I live a ragged life, how shall the scripture be fulfilled? I'm given for you to walk this life out so you can fulfill the scriptures. Now, once you know that, now, in your everyday life, if you don't obey the God's word through the power of the Holy Ghost, how? How shall the scriptures be fulfilled? See, I was reading that, and I said, everybody read this about Jesus said, put up your sword, Peter. If I don't go to the cross, how shall the scriptures be fulfilled? That wasn't just for Jesus. That was for all of us. Because he's a sign, and we're a sign. And so in your life, in your home, on your job, in your everyday life, if you don't get the mentality that if I don't do God's will, how will God's will be fulfilled in my life? For you to fulfill the will of God, every one of us is supposed to fulfill these scriptures. Hallelujah. Fulfilling the scriptures. Subtopic. But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? How can they be fulfilled? Judy, if you're in a situation, and I'm on one side of town, you're on one side of town, I can't run over on this side of town and fulfill the scriptures for you. I can't do that. No matter how hard I try, I still can't come over there and fulfill it for you. How shall they be fulfilled unless you?
Thank you for tuning in today. We're just about out of time, but I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching. You can go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us, it's 225-272-6647. Apostle Lewis said, we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.